Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. I'm happy to be right back here with you live from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is a blessing always to come and to minister in the Word of God. Now, let me just remind you, at 12:30, we will have our inspirational message, which we always give every day at 12:30. And, of course, forget now to join me every day, Monday through Friday at 12 noon, and Saturday at 10 o'clock. Sunday at 8 a.m. in the morning. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Let's get this show started, and let's start giving God some glory, honor, and praise. And during this 30 minutes, I want to play some worship songs. You know, the Bible says, for the Lord says, in the scripture, it says, for the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. Well, you know, worship says, even if you don't do anything for me, I still will worship you. See, praise is thanking God for what he done for you. Worship says, if you don't do nothing, I still give you praise. I worship you because you're God. And beside you, there is no other. So from 12 to 12:30, we want to play worship songs. Get us in the atmosphere of giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise.
We'll take God, we want it now. I don't know about you, but I'm sensing this. Oh God, we need it. And just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. Testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what I do. Cause I
Anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket. When things are going good, you know, it's easy to get up and praise God. But see, God don't want us just to give him praise and worship him just because we got things. When our back is against the wall and we don't see our way out. And they used to have a song say, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now. You know, you did. Clear, but see, when you shout now, that means you already know you got the victory, because when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, according to the scripture, the Bible says that he gave us the victory. He told us in John 17, he said, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. I want to encourage somebody that turned it to, sometimes you get to turn the complaining and doubting and all the other things around and start giving God the praise and the glory. Because when we forget about what we're going through, now I know it's not easy, but when we start focusing on what God has done, when we start giving God what's due to him, that is the glory, the honor, and the praise, and you say to God, Lord, I know I don't feel like saying glory to God. I don't feel like saying thank you, Jesus. I've been going through a lot of things, but God, I'm still going to give you praise. I'm not going to allow nothing to hinder me from giving you the praise, because you are the one that is worthy to be praised. Praise is what I do. What do I do when I'm going through? Give him some praise. when my back is against the wall and I don't see my way out, what do? You give God praise. You thank him in advance for what he's going to do for you and thank him for bringing you out before he brings you out. As I said, the song said, don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Sometimes people that go through specific things, sometimes we shut down. I don't feel like giving God no praise. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want God to bring you out of it, and if you want to see God do something in your life, amen, sometimes it takes us being grateful. Yeah, grateful for what? Grateful for him waking you up because somebody else didn't wake up. Being grateful that you might not have all that you want, but thank God for what you got. You might be sick, and you know, you're saying, you know, I ain't got nothing to thank God for. I'm sick, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. Well, let me tell you, if a man that was born with no legs and no arms, and when they asked him what did he have to be thankful for, he said, even though he don't have no legs, he don't have no arms, he thanked God for good health and good strength. He said he thanked God for allowing him to live. See, when you got other things to complain about, there's always something else you can give God thanks for. And I want to encourage somebody that is listening to me, whatever you do, don't allow the devil to stop your praise. Now let me go into my inspirational message since I'm talking. In Psalms 107, the Bible says in Psalms 107:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. We got to give God thanks. Why? He's good. He's been better to us than we can ever be to ourselves. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the scripture says, in everything, in all situations, in everything in life that I go through, in everything, give him thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. When you don't know what to do, when you're going through and you feel like throwing in the towel, when you feel like that it ain't no hope for your situation, when you feel like nothing can be done, what you need to do is to give God thanks as, and you know when I was saying that scripture, what came to my mind is Luke chapter 16, when the Bible says, at midnight, Paul and Silas sang songs and praised God. These guys was locked up in prison for preaching the gospel. But these men, at a certain time at night, they begin to sing songs and begin to pray and magnify God. They forget about what they was going through because they knew that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Son of the living God, will bring them out of their dilemma. They knew that God would deliver them out of their circumstances. So they begin to sing songs and begin to pray. And the Bible says at midnight, there was an earthquake that the very foundation of the prison was shaken. The whole foundation of the prison was shaken because of two men decided to not to focus on what they was going through, but they began to sing songs of praise to God because they knew that God can bring them out. And the Bible says that at midnight, when the foundation of the prison was shaken, every bound was loose, meaning every prisoner that had chains on them, it came off of them. Hey, glory. And the prisoner doors was open. The angels of the Lord opened up the doors because of one reason. Because they sang songs of praise, because they forget about their problem, and they did what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. I know you might not feel like giving God praise. I know things might not be looking good for you, but take your eyes off your circumstances and put it on the bigness of your God and his ability, because he will bring you out. All you got to do is put a praise on it. Begin to give God what's due to him, the glory, the honor, the praise. And as you praise in him, miracles begin to happen. This is an encouraging word for you, that when you're going through, whatever you're going through, keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability, and give him the praise, even though you don't feel like it, even though you can't see your way out. Because first of all, if you see it through the eyes of if you see it out the eyes of your flesh, you ain't gonna never see yourself come out. But when you walk by faith and not by sight, when you ain't looking at how it looks and you're looking at it through the eyes of faith, because faith always produces its harvest. And when you're walking by faith, you begin to give God the praise. Lord, I'm thanking you. I know I feel bad, but I'm going to say thank you. Lord, my son is gone. My daughter is gone. But God, I'm thanking you for strength. I thank you for bringing my daughter, my son out. I thank you. And as you praise him, you'll see the miracle come to pass. This is a short word to encourage somebody that when you're going through, find your praise and praise him like praising God was going out of style. Hey, glory. Praise is what we do.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship.
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me.
When you're going through, remember that you got to put a praise on your situation and believe in God to come out of that situation. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And you got to remember, all things is going to work together for your good. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. 12:35 p.m. in the afternoon is a nice day today. Nice and warm outside, and we are rejoicing, and we're giving God what's due to him. You hear me say that a whole lot. Giving God what's due to him. You know, he deserved the glory. Hey, glory. He deserved the honor. He deserved the praise. Now, don't forget now, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show when you're going through and you need prayer. Call our prayer line at 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. We always here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. For the Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said that he would do it for them. And we here to touch and agree with you and believe God for your miracle. And whatever you're going through, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you. If you got a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. Woo! I'm so glad today I heard.
I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly. Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is serve you
and love you.
Love you.
And praise you.
Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken. place I'm dwelling.
That sacred place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Ever so bravely.
Your foundation
standing sure. Standing sure.
Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that.
Give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts backslide as liars. Time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace. Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water. Prayer calls for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
Everybody got a title,
uh-oh,
but do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's a peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Nostrils of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay out. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that, give
Let's
me that,
go.
Give me that.
That joy I can't explain.
I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place.
That's so
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
me.
Give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
Of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong. Christ by faith,
oh,
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that, give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
at first he's starting right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water.
Oh,
cross for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Of man,
sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that. Give
Let's
me that.
Go.
Give me that. That joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Yes, give me that peace that I can't explain. You know, I tell you, I love that song by Kirk Franklin. Give me that joy that I can't explain, that extra peace that eases my pain. Well, it's about 1 o'clock here, and we've been having a little technical problems here, but thank God we're back. Amen. And I want to encourage everyone that is going through today to remember these words. That when you're going through and you don't know what to do, remember the scripture that says, I lift up my eyes towards the hills from which cometh my help. For my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. God is your help. And according to scripture, he is a very present help in the time of trouble. That when you don't know what to do, when you're at your lowest, remember, put a praise on it. Walk by faith and not by what you see. And remember where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. And he will give you that peace and that joy. Joy you can't explain, and that extra peace that ease the pain. And let me tell you something. When you're going through a lot of things, you need some peace to ease the pain. I know I've met many of people that have called our prayer line on our other radio station. We have prayed for 580 people in 1 year of people calling for prayer. And many times there was people that was crying. There was people that was saying thank you because they was going through, and I said something to encourage them. You know, this is what we're here for. We're here to encourage. We're here to win the loss for Jesus. And those that know the Lord Jesus Christ assure you that God wants you to walk in 100% victory, 100%, not some of the time, all the time. You can walk in 100% victory because God has never planned not one defeat for you at all.
Oh, you, my Savior, all of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, it comes from you.
All of my help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is strong to.
When I am
in time of weakness, my strength is weak.
All my help,
my help, all of my help.
Comes from you.
All my help comes from you.
Things are going to get better. Hezekiah Walker right here on the Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show singing better. Things are going to get better. And I believe with all my heart, it doesn't matter what's going on and how things look, it will get better. You know why? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. I want to encourage somebody that's feel like giving up. Things are going to get better. And I pray especially for those that are going through sickness and disease. You know, sometimes people get tired of suffering with pain. And sometimes when you're suffering with pain, you know, you just feel like ending it, you know, just feel like giving up. But I want to tell you, don't give up. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 and 5, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed. Going through financially, remember, the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, 19, it says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He promised it. Stand on what he says.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your word to worship. Let me hear your word to worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
all your feet. It's
an aristocratic.
Listen, the goal of the enemy,
the goal of the enemy
is to keep you from knowing who you are.
Don't know who you are.
But I came to tell you that there's power, when you speak. So be mindful, of the words you release. I know that life has challenged you, but the King in me came to speak to the King in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty. The number one goal of the enemy is to keep you from knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the word you release. See,
I know
that life has thrown you some curves, but the King in me, the ruler in me, came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a King in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail, the lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no King in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no King living in you? Then why do you speak with such low self-esteem?
I've been through some too. But I found my inner king. And I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule. And you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you.
And
if there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king.
Hey,
let the kings rejoice. Let the kings rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king in you.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king
is in you. Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the
ruler rule.
I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here. Embrace your king. Embrace your king. I know that life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. He's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you. There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king, take control. Rule, rule, rule. You have dominion. There's a king.
There is a king in you. You know, we have to know our identity in God. What God says about us. Sometimes people have low self-esteem and some people don't have low self-esteem, but they don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. And I often tell people that when the police pulls you over, the first thing they ask, do you have any identification? Your identification tells who you are. And when I am a child of living God, God has given me an identity. What is my identity in him? And Daryl Lawrence said, it is a king in you, a king that is ruling in you, a king that has power over every one of your circumstances. Well, I thank God for that song, There Is a King in You by Darryl Lawrence. Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Don't forget now, again, to join me every day at 12 noon, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning, Sunday right at 8 a.m. in the morning as we play worship songs. And I thank God again for every one of you. Let me send a very special shout out to those that listen to us around the world and in the United States. We appreciate every one of you, and those that when we go off the radio, go and listen to the episode of what we talked about on today's Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And don't forget now to follow us. And also don't forget to tell people about our program. We will be on this Sunday on Old School 1029 at 1:30. That's at 1:30, Old School 1029. You can hear me around the world by going cborangeberry.com, cborangeberry.com. Then go to Old School 1029, listen live, and you will hear me at 1:30 this Sunday. I will be on Old School 1029. Of course, every day you can hear me right here on Blob Talk Radio, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And of course, I'm coming from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. Thank God for everything that God has done and everything God is going to do. I want to pray this prayer as we leave the airways and as I play the last song. Let's pray. Every person that has been listening to me, I pray that you would touch and minister to them, those that have gone through, and some, God, don't know how they're going to come out. Well, we know that you are the one who brings people out. You are going to work it out for them. And God, I thank you right now for every person, those that are sick, I pray that you heal them. Those that are believing you for whatever they believe in you for, we come in agreement for you. So if two of you would agree on earth, it's touching anything that you to them, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. I pray that you have a blessed afternoon. Where you go today, and as we often pray in church, may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you and your now and henceforth and forever. May God's grace be upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Till tomorrow at 12 noon. Have
for favor.
Favor.
It only works when we all say this tonight, real simple, say it. Working for my good, it's good. Say it's good. Say it's good. Say it's working. It's good. It's good, y'all. Say it's good. It's working for my good. It's good. Real good. Say it's working for my good. For grace, I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
Doing what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground.